traveling through the ether. Take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 lira. Special dealer hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend. Interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. What a way to make a living. Sisters to the ribbon. Throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, I'm a catalyst. Huh. For a revolution.
DemocracyNow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
We end our show looking at the wave of drug policy reform measures that passed Tuesday. Voters in Oregon and Alaska joined Colorado and Washington in making pot available for adults to buy in retail shops. And voters in the District of Columbia approved an initiative that makes it legal for adults to possess 2 ounces of marijuana and to grow up to 6 marijuana plants in their home. One medical marijuana amendment narrowly lost in Florida, while another in Guam won by 56%, making it the first U.S. territory to approve such
Seattle,
a law.
Seattle, marijuana advocates, fresh off victories for legal recreational pot in Oregon.
Including simple drug possession from felonies to misdemeanors. And after a two-year campaign in New Jersey, voters approved public question number one, which allows legislation to go into effect that'll reduce pretrial detention for low-risk offenders. A report by the Drug Policy Alliance found nearly three-quarters of people in New Jersey jails are awaiting trial rather than serving a sentence, often for more than 10 months. Nearly 40% have the option to post bail but can't afford to do it. For more, we're joined by Ethan Nadelman, founder and executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. Their lobbying arm helped draft and support many of these measures. Ethan, welcome back to Democracy Now! Just why don't you lay out what happened in these midterm elections?
I mean, mostly we initially thought that we'd wait until 2016 to try to move forward with the other marijuana legalization initiatives, because typically young people are so much less likely to vote in a non-presidential election year. But we decided together with local activists to roll the dice. And I'll tell you, Oregon, I think it won just about as big as Colorado and Washington did 2 years ago. Alaska is the first red state to endorse marijuana legalization. D.C. was a 70% vote in favor, and the first marijuana campaign that was really framed in racial justice terms and that focused on the racial disproportionality of marijuana arrests.
Alaska and the nation's capital are already preparing for their next target, and it's a big one, California. They are aiming to ask voters in the nation's largest state to legalize marijuana for recreational use in 2016, hoping to draw in a more liberal and larger electorate during a presidential election to help them avoid a repeat of their 2010 failed pot measure. The victories in Oregon, Alaska, and the District of Columbia came in a midterm election that saw a low turnout and a conservative electorate hand Republicans back control of the U.S. Senate for the first time since 2006. "This is a Republican wave year, so we're excited for our prospects," said David Boyle, who is leading Maine's legal pot effort for 2016. "In a tough nature, we gained steam. Ripping through my hands like a reverend, triple sixties, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst, cut for a revolution."
In the 2014 midterm elections, we saw Alaska, Oregon, and D.C. legalized marijuana. Did what happened in Colorado and Washington in 2012 start a trend for Alaska, Oregon, and D.C.? I think it certainly opened the door. What do the politics of 2014 tell us about what we might see in 2016? There are 5 states that are targeted by the Marijuana Policy Project, and this is one of the groups that was instrumental in legalizing marijuana in Colorado. Those 5 states are Arizona, Massachusetts, Maine. California and Nevada. In the next 2 years, we might also see legislative action in Rhode Island and Vermont. Those are the 2 states that are targeted soonest. Delaware is one. New Hampshire is another, Hawaii and Maryland. Has making medical marijuana been a sort of a necessary first step toward legalization? It's certainly been a precursor so far. In a lot of ways, you know, it is sort of a toe in the water. It's a way to sort of address some of the problems with complete prohibition. Is it necessary? Maybe, but it certainly so far has been the case.
Did 2 years ago, and it really set the stage nicely for what's going to happen 2 years from now, when you'll see a much bigger wave of marijuana legalization initiatives across the country.
I bought too many groceries. Now I'll have to make two trips.
Focus on the real. Jinx here with Complex News, and the election results are in. The Democrats did terrible, losing their hold on the Senate as well as some seats in the House. For marijuana? Marijuana had a great day as it's now officially legal in a few more states here in America. Hold up, guys. Before you twist up a blunt and think about your next dollar, you need to hear which states. Joining Colorado and Washington State, Alaska and Oregon have now passed a vote to legalize weed. Even our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., showed up to the scythe, passing the blunt. Now, you probably won't be making a trip to Alaska anytime soon, but in the event that you do, you should be able to hotbox your igloo with impunity.
States to legalize marijuana possession and sales. Washington, D.C. also legalized marijuana, but only its possession. D.C.'s Initiative 71 passed last night with almost 70% voter approval, while Oregon and Alaska both passed measures in close races, 54% and 52% of votes respectively. Of course, in the federal government's eyes, marijuana is still an illegal drug, and therefore you won't be seeing anyone on the Hill or any other federal land in D.C. lighting up. One of the biggest concerns for opponents in Alaska and Oregon seems to be marijuana edibles, which have worried some for their potent effects. But, as Vox points out, advocates for Alaska pushed legalization as more of a libertarian issue, keeping the government out of people's private lives. Oregon, on the other hand, pushed the potential revenue and strict regulation as positives. The U.S. territory of Guam and South Portland, Maine get honorary mentions as two others passing pot legislation as well. Guam voted in favor of using the drug for medicinal purposes, and the small Maine town's vote was seen as symbolic. But there was one state in which marijuana didn't see quite as much success: Florida.
Voting yes on 2 will allow doctors to recommend the medicine they feel will ease the pain and suffering of thousands of sick Floridians.
Although the final vote came in around 58%, under Florida law, the amendment needed 60% of the vote to become a constitutional amendment. As Slate points out, the vote came off as unexpected. Many had pegged Florida to be the first southern state to legalize medical marijuana, but a heavy no on 2 campaign seems to have succeeded in dissuading voters.
Every month we're increasing. It's a fun business. It's growing every day.
Now, after just a few months in business, they're getting ready for a major expansion with the passage of Measure 91.
And it just changes everything now. It changes the whole business plan for us and the way that we're going to have to approach business now.
He says right now around 120,000 Oregonians have medical marijuana cards. When recreational sales start next year, Landis expects his customer base to expand to about 2 million people.
Shouldn't be too surprising, though, since that stance lines up with the public's view on legalization. According to Pew, a majority support marijuana legalization. New York Times in the past has been at the forefront of public opinion. Now the Times seems to be following public opinion as much as leading it. Joining me now, Andrew Rosenthal, editorial page editor for the New York Times. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So what about that idea that you guys are now coming out with this after this has sort of reached this crucial threshold in public opinion?
For proponents of legal marijuana.
Legalize marijuana on Tuesday.
Voters in Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. voted to legalize pot.
We won this election tonight due to many people in this room, many people across the state, many people across the country, many people that are no longer with us.
The yes votes in Oregon and Alaska would make it legal to use marijuana for recreational purposes. It also paves the way for a network of retail pot shops similar to those operating in Washington State and Colorado. In Washington, D.C., voters passed a measure to legalize marijuana possession but not retail sales. The key victories come as opinions have shifted on pot use, but opponents vow to fight on before the measures become law.
Is it for the green of the dollars? Now don't go telling me it's for the needs of the forest. Now I'ma take a shit in your palace. I just want to make life easy on your eyes. You just want. Instant tomorrows, handcrafted sorrows, all-star bravery, imaginary jargon, crypted by business, I'll see you in hell. Sipping on a quick fix, elasticated dimwit, sucking on a thumb, marching to an old hit, tiger in an envelope, paperboy, puppet rope, scratching on a blank tape, stealth like utopia, marriage in a gas mask, little girl, black clad, drugs for the lawyer, cause we appreciate it. Cut to the chase, 12 grand in the case, testing out the cannons, the evidence is banging. His dream had faded, relieved of his duties, behind the veil's fury, unadmitting optimist, undercover pessimist, baby showered in my father's sins, but I was born to be the better part of him, that was always on the checklist, take my humanity, end up like a mannequin, thinking like a charlatan, what's easy now is challenging, so take my humanity, end up like a mannequin, thinking like a charlatan, what's easy now is challenging.
Medical marijuana, you know, Guam, funny that happened in Guam, but that's a fairly conservative political jurisdiction, a large U.S. military presence, so that was significant. And in Florida, it technically lost because Florida requires 60% of the vote to win a ballot initiative, but 57-58% of the electorate in Florida endorsed medical marijuana. So they may have lost in Florida, but nationally speaking, that huge majority is going to resonate throughout the South and on Capitol Hill. So we really really do see a transformation in public sentiment on these issues. And those reforms, linked with the other changes in California, New Jersey, suggest that increasingly the American public is ready to end marijuana prohibition, to tax and regulate this stuff. And on the criminal justice side, it suggests that, you know, a significant majority of Americans now say, let's roll back the prison populations, you know, let's push back the power of the prison industrial complex. I think the wind's really at our backs right now on these issues.
Envision a good time. I mean, the customers we have coming in here, it's a lot of fun. The people that we get to meet, and to expand that to everybody else, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Across town, the Greener site expects similar growth.
So we're going to see an increase of patrons. The market share is going to increase probably around 80%.
And it's not just local businesses that are looking to get involved in marijuana business. Entrepreneurs around the country.
Now, voters in several states this week also gave support to legalizing marijuana. Oregon and Alaska approved regulating retail sales like the states of Washington and Colorado already do. Washington, D.C. approved letting those 21 and older grow and possess small amounts of marijuana. District's law, though, faces review by Congress.
D.C.'s ballot measure passed 2-1, so it's not hard to find supporters. 24-year-old federal worker Sam Bonner was playing Ultimate Frisbee on his lunch break yesterday.
I don't think it's going to affect usage at all. If anything, it stops young people from doing it because it destigmatizes it.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago, crew at my house, and we party every weekend, so, on the radio, that's my favorite song, make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long, now the thrill is gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor, no. Girl, why is you lying, girl, why you Mufasa, yeah, mi casa su casa, got it stripped like Gaza, got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava, yeah, we spit that saliva, iPhone got message from Viber, either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones, my God, you pay for your friends, I'll take that as a compliment, got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite, incompetent ain't the half of it, Saturdays with young lavish, the saddest shit is I'm bad as it, these they took from the cabinet, sorry, I'm just scared of the future, till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say, what you do. 32-year-old Stephen Mile also voted yes.
It has been a failed policy. It's led to lots of horrific consequences, like the mass incarceration of nonviolent offenders, as a severe disproportionate effect on disadvantaged communities.
Such arguments have had a big impact on a city that's majority black.
Here's got it figured out, so therefore I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame, we blow that like Coltrane, we in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, Emily, Fam, and Lorenzo, all of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. Can't tell, cause when them chests clear, they're not here, cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are stabbed in the back of my cabin, Labrador yapping. I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental,
Just hold my hand even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side till 2005. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Hey, this is Dr. Furious. There's some Childish Gambino rocking out in the background. Good stuff that came out this year. Also, we had some really great new music from Flylo, which we're actually going to get back right into in a second here. Also, some brand new cool music from Caribou, who's coming through town. And, of course, the Young Fathers, man. That Get Up song is just going crazy in my head right now. As well as other things, including the celebration that we're having in the studio right now and all over the world. The fact that Oregon and Alaska and D.C. have joined Colorado and Washington in legalizing a plant that is medicinal and can be used as the number, like the most powerful protein from seeds and is the strongest natural fiber known to man and so many other amazing things. So we're going to celebrate for the fact that this thing is winning. The drug war is retreating. So anyway, we're going to keep going with goodness here. If you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. In fact, we've been doing it for 10 years at WCOMFM.org. WCOM Chapel Hill Carborough 103.5 is a low-power, micro-power, community-based radio, which is part of the whole movement for kind of low-power, non-commercial radio, you know, local speech, community-based speech, free speech. I've been doing it here with the studio for about 10 years. It's been awesome, and I really appreciate every minute of it. And so it just happens to be that I'm here tonight on the 10th anniversary. So we're going to not only be partying because it's legalized in a little bit more part of America, we are also celebrating WCOM and some other great stuff going down here. So if you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. I'm furious.
Cited the racial disparity in marijuana arrests when they voted to decriminalize the drug
that downgraded possession of small amounts to a $25 civil fine. And yet, racial disparity is not the key issue for all African Americans. 51-year-old Robin Hamm says in her neighborhood, she's already afraid of men.
Amendment 2. There's nothing medical about Amendment 2. Amendment 2.
Legalization in Florida vowed to give medical marijuana legalization another go in 2016. For Newsy, I'm Sebastian.
Well, it did in a certain sense. I mean, it's indisputably true that public opinion has shifted.
Right.
There's no question about it. And we have been careful and cautious on this subject. But we found ourselves covering this issue just more and more and more on the editorial page because the states have been moving forward at an incredibly rapid pace to essentially defy federal law. And so we figured we needed to take a stand and we need to do it now. And so we did.
This is a nerdy journalism question. Maybe no one cares, but I'm interested. Like, is that a knockdown drag? Like, when it's like, the New York Times.
A big victory for proponents of legal marijuana.
Legalize marijuana Tuesday.
Voters in Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. voted to legalize pot.
I was a little bit surprised when I told the publisher that we wanted to do it. He said, fine. I think he'd probably been there before I was. I think I was there before we did it.
Right.
You have to balance what you personally feel with what you think is good for the institution.
I cracked up a little of this, and I recognize that you were not the publisher of the New York Times editorial page editor, but still, New York Times will continue drug testing despite...
We feel pretty good right now. It's been a good night so far. We are excited about Cory Gardner coming in and a lot of house races coming in.
Shadow of a beacon, have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition, insinuate and listen, listen. What a way to make a living, scissors to the ripper, throw my hands like a reverend, triple sixties, double sevens, when I get down to this, cut catalyst, cut, for a revolution.
In this room,
this is not
many people
this is a national
across the state, many people across the country, many people that are
the yes votes in Oregon and Alaska would make it legal to use marijuana for recreational purposes. It also paves the way for a network of retail pot shops similar to those operating in Washington State and Colorado. In Washington, D.C., voters passed an act.
Because according to the federal government, marijuana is a very high-level narcotic like heroin, worse than cocaine, worse than crystal meth, and the penalties are huge. And all of these states are now in defiance of federal law. And the federal government can at any moment swoop in and arrest you. And they've done it. We had a very interesting documentary on our website, nytimes.com. I'm always told to mention.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
You know, I keep Googling it.
I know. Try World Wall Street Journal. It was about a guy in Montana who was growing marijuana. You see him showing the head of the state police, the attorney general, the governor.
Right.
The DEA decided to raid him. And because he had rifles in his truck, because he was going hunting with his children, he got 80 years.
Study the effects of THC on the brain, concluding that the smell of marijuana smoke will likely stay on your clothes for months, and also that you've been telling the same story for 5 minutes.
Legalize marijuana possession, but not retail sale.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
using their national advocacy group to help win a majority. He says when he first started pushing the issue 15 years ago, people laughed. Even supporters found the notion of making pot legal ludicrous.
Fast forward to today, we have legal marijuana in 4 states and the nation's capital, and medical marijuana in nearly half the states in the country. So this has quickly become a mainstream issue.
In a dramatic shift, national polls now show solid majority support for legalization.
I just bought the sizzle bean. Mama, where I leave my memory? Probably the same place I left my ID. Hey, Y3s, gave a young nigga in with you. I sneeze, gave a young nigga in your knees. 5Gs, fall like leaves in the spring. I'ma run it like cleats, we be clubbing. 1800s, bubbling in a nigga's stomach. 3 girls, so that mean I'm here juggling. She might have a man, I might have a girl, but neither one of them at the club, so who give a fuck?
All right, the New York Times op-ed page has carved out the strange relationship with marijuana.
Going clubbing. I beat it to the uplift. I'm going clubbing. You know that I'm out there gonna slice something. Yes. I'm going clubbing. Tell her when she ready, just hit me on my phone. Going clubbing. If you got some proof, friendship, don't come along. Let me make it sing. Ooh, if you bad, I might just put you in a ring. Ooh, if you bad, I might just buy you that machine. Ooh, if you bad, I might just dress you so clean. How you wear your hair? Make them again, I wanna buy you this. Take you down to Paris and ice out your wrist. Do you like a nigga team when he was a six? I make it look.
To marijuana use and would like to see it perhaps legalized or at least decriminalized, same for Eric Holder, are not holding a particularly controversial position among a great many Americans. After all,
abound today. But it wasn't all that long ago that I remember sitting in my 5th grade DARE class learning about the perils of any sort of drug use, including marijuana. Weed, as Tori says the cool kids call it, was portrayed as the gateway drug. You try it and you're pretty much on your way to being a drug addict. That's why it's so fascinating to see how far we've come. Look at this. Today, a majority of Americans support legalizing pot. That's up 22% over the past decade alone. 75% now say legalization is inevitable. There's even been a striking change in attitude among boomers and older Americans. But that's public opinion. On the politics front, even though Colorado and Washington have fully legalized it, not one sitting governor or U.S. senator openly supports federal marijuana legalization. And so far, much of the leadership on the issue is actually coming from Republicans, like Rand Paul, who says it's wrong to put pot smokers behind bars. And governors like Rick Perry and Bobby Jindal, who don't go as far as Paul, but they are at least open to rethinking marijuana laws. And kudos to Governor O'Malley, who also just announced this week that he will sign a bill decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana in Maryland. But for the most part, Democrats have been a little more cautious on this. Take this from the New York Times. Even with Democrats and younger voters leading the wave of the pro-legalization shift, Democratic governors are standing back, supporting much more limited medical marijuana proposals or invoking the kind of law and order and public health arguments more commonly heard from Republicans. When President Nixon kicked off the war on drugs back in 1971, America thought it was important enough to discourage drug use that the nation was willing to put people behind bars and spend billions to do so if that's what it took. But 43 years later, we are asking ourselves if this still makes sense, because there are huge societal and economic costs.
Zombie singers, coughing in the coffin, reborn a new beginner, yeah. Destiny's past. Yeah, that's it, we your ass, chewy like tripe, situation ripe, dishing out endorphins for nature's offer. Hey. Something, something,
the fall stepping up in the world, kissing your feet, the guide dog walking behind you, still on the leash, rolling in the dirt, just to hit you where it hurts. But you're far too keen.
You close your eyes when I'm reaching your door. You know it's time to settle the score.
For some of these people, this is their first offense. Of course, they all made the choice to use drugs illegally, and I'm not here to defend them. But labeling them as criminals does have a true human cost. Then there's the economics. According to one Harvard economist, marijuana prohibition is costing us more, as much as $20 billion a year. That's when you consider how much we'd save on law enforcement, how much the country would gain in tax revenue. Just think about that for a second. $20 billion. With 4.1 million from pot taxes in February, Colorado could bring in as much as 100 million this year alone. If you're a politician today, it's hard to look at the current reality and say, you know what? I'm not even going to consider evolving on this. But for those concerned about political backlash, Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg argues that there is little evidence in most states that a politician would pay a price for supporting legalization. She says we've moved into a frame that's not ideological. It's about a system being broken, not working. And legalization involves strict regulation that would allow the state to collect revenues. That makes a lot of sense to the kind of voters that electeds are most concerned about. Now, I think she's onto something. Politicians, take note. People have already evolved on the issue of pot. When will you? All right, that does it for the cycle. Now with Alex Wagner starts right now.
Too much and everyone is messing with you.
You're as long as you're older than 21.
As far as Oregon goes, they're following in the footsteps of Washington State, allowing for recreational use of the drug. Specifically, personal possession for citizens 21 years or older. The exact amount for all of you who are on the fence between a good evening and some time in jail is 8 ounces at home and 1 ounce while you're in public. The new rules also allow for the manufacture and sale of marijuana, with citizens being given the green light to grow as many as 4 plants in their home. Now, Washington, D.C., they're a little different. Their ruling allows for residents to possess up to 2 ounces of weed for personal use and grow as many as 6 cannabis plants at any given time. But in D.C., you can't sell it. You can, however, transfer it to another person. D.C. is also different in that it's a district, not a state. Congress has the potential to reverse its decision in this district. But on the other hand, with the use and growth of bud taking place right here in their zone, maybe a couple uptight folks on the hill will find a way to loosen up and let her rock.
I was raised from the rubble. My niggas body double. Pull up, burst in the bubble. Like a bridge is over trouble. See, I'll be praising the Lord.
The worshiping the devil.
In my eyes compromised.
I'm the man in the middle.
Flawed by my demons.
Searching for penance.
The blood in my veins.
Turning dirty and gray.
I behave in this way.
For a couple of days.
In this animal rage.
Feel me another page.
Harsh engage. Stubble.
Seeing double.
Blasphemy was sent for me.
Glass vine, glass vine.
Down, down the liquid courage.
Baggage from the knowledge.
If you open up the briefcase.
That marijuana is still largely illegal in many other states and is still banned by the federal government. Again, perhaps it's a new legalization in our nation's capital will lead to this one day changing. But don't hold your breath. Despite the successful vote for the legalization in the aforementioned states, it didn't pass everywhere. Florida did as Florida does and dropped the ball, only securing 58 of the 60% of votes needed to legalize the drug. They are the only state that had legalization up for a vote and did not pass it. It probably came down to a handful of voters who were just simply too high to get up off the couch to stand up for their cause. You guys blew it. Literally. Other places that made headway with herb are South Portland, Maine, and Guam for the use of medical marijuana. With the legalization of weed, it's likely to see the growth of the marijuana industry, which could lead to an increase in lobbying for other laws that work in favor of cannabis culture. This can make things increasingly harder for those who are against the green to fight it. There are additional challenges ahead as the government still needs to either create or fine-tune the regulation and taxation going forward. And please believe, they're going to make sure there's some green in their pockets for all the green that's going up in the air.
Just wait till 2016, he says. Even more states are planning their own ballot measures.
purposes of hearing testimony on Bill 20.
Last week, even before the vote to legalize, the city council debated a bill to tax and regulate marijuana sales. D.C.'s mayor-elect fully supports legalization. That leaves only the soon-to-be Republican Congress as a potential barrier, a notion that angers legalization supporter Stephen Mile.
It'd be just another example of how we're second-class citizens here in D.C.
Earlier this year, Republicans in the House tried hard to block D.C.'s law decriminalizing marijuana possession, an effort that failed in the then-Democratic-controlled Senate. Now, the new Congress will have 60 working days to review this latest bill.
Noticed, if you don't watch that channel, this is a country in which the majority of public opinion has moved towards embracing the legalization of marijuana, in which two states have already done it, a country in which half of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents under 45 say marijuana should be legalized, and even one with a long conservative tradition embracing marijuana legalization. William F. Buckley, a man known as the father of modern American conservatism, wrote a column after column arguing that drug prohibition actually causes more problems than it prevents. But still today, it is left to Fox News to stand athwart history yelling stop at a time when no one is inclined to do so. Yesterday, the Journal of Neuroscience released a study online that linked casual marijuana use to brain abnormalities in young people between 18 and 25. Big news on Fox last night. And I will admit I'm skeptical that it was because of their deep concern for the brains of young marijuana smokers in this country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, choke me with that dead cat.
What?
The dead cat next to the bed. Choke me. Choke me with it.
Of the marijuana legalization effort. We're already making plans, talking with allies and activists and others there, elected officials. But I keep my eye. I think that Maine and Nevada are very likely to have initiatives on the ballot in 2016. I'd say that Massachusetts and Arizona have a decent shot. And since a lot of times the initiative is taken not by national organizations like mine, but by local organizations and local activists within reach out to us seeking our support, I'd say you never know where else it's going to pop up. I want the whole world to listen to.
like a high. I woke up feeling fine, cause I got high. My hangover's over and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. A la la da da da. And state made revenue because I got high. They built a school or two because I got high. Now the state can fund drug treatment and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. A la 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 da da. No more criminal traps if it's legalized. I don't have to buy from gangbangers shooting craps if it's legalized.
See the growth of the marijuana industry, which could lead to an increase in lobbying for other laws that work in favor of cannabis culture. This can make things increasingly harder for those who are against the green to fight it. There are additional challenges ahead as the government still needs to either create or fine-tune the regulation and taxation going forward. And please believe, they're going to make sure there's some green in their pockets for all the green that's going up in the air.
All right, everybody. Hey, look, this is Dr. Furious, Furious George. It's about getting into the late night hours here at WCOMLP Chapel Carbro, 103.5, where we are rocking out in celebration of the very few slight slimmer of small light behind the clouds, where we are celebrating the passage of the legalization of marijuana in Oregon, Alaska, Guam, almost in Florida, and hopefully for a little while longer, D.C. So, anyway, we're also celebrating some other fun stuff tonight, including the 10th anniversary of WCOM, LP Chapel Carbro, where yours truly, Furious George, was here when they kicked it off. We got this thing licensed way back when. And we also did some other fun things, including, even before it was licensed, we had micro-powered, low-power, also at the time called Pirate Power Radio. And yours truly, Furious George, was doing this stuff way back then. And you can check out all my old shows, including some from way back when it was illegal, at WCOMFM.org. No, sorry, you actually got to go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can learn about the old shows of Furious, of myself, and all the other friends who were part of the movement to legalize not only micropower radio, but other things that are happening to be legalized at the moment. Long movement. We've been at it for a while here. So anyway, thanks for supporting micropower radio. We're going to keep cranking for as long as we can. Sit back. Enjoy some of these crazy beats. We've had so many crazy new ones. This is some stuff from Low End Theory 25. We also had brand new Bauer, brand new Clark, brand new Caribou, brand new Flying Lotus, and then some guys called the Young Fathers who are blowing my mind. Some other good stuff. Childish Gambino. Go on. But seriously, thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. WCOM. LP. Low power. Micro-powered, community-powered, non-commercial radio. I'm furious!
As for medical marijuana, I keep my eye probably on Arkansas, Ohio. They're among the few remaining states that have not yet legalized medical marijuana and that also have a ballot initiative process.
And the whole issue of both decriminalization of marijuana, medical marijuana, and then these drug sentences, if you could talk about that, and the drug war, what it means for U.S. and Mexico. We're speaking to you in Mexico right now.
Yeah, no, I'm down here at a Ted Light Festival, Ciudad de las Ideas in Puebla, Mexico. I think there's two major implications outside the United States. The first one is that when you're down here in Mexico, the previous president, Calderon, oversaw this massive and disastrous war on drugs. But to his credit, when he had a chance to stir up the broader debate and raise questions about the failures of prohibition, he did so. The current president, Peña Nieto, has really shied away from this issue. And what I'm told by many people who know him personally in Mexico is the only thing forcing him to think about this issue and the only thing that will stir up the debate within Mexico is for California to legalize marijuana. You know, Washington and Colorado raised eyebrows, Oregon and Alaska raising more eyebrows, but California is sort of the big chinchilla as far as the Mexican debate is concerned. Because at that point, it becomes sort of absurd for Mexico to continue with a failed prohibitionist policy on marijuana while meanwhile in California they're taxing and regulating it. I think the other major consequence is that as a result of, basically Colorado and Washington forced a shift in the U.S. global drug policy that's turned out to be very significant in historic terms.